Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Got something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire.
And tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Nick, did you tell your wife what I saw on the news last night? I texted you guys last night.
Oh, yeah, she didn't respond.
It's true, because they were talking about home improvement stores in Omaha. I'm sure that a lot of places, too, are overly busy because people are stuck at home thinking they'll just do projects. Well, they're telling people, no, don't do projects unless it's an emergency, and leave those places open for construction guys and people that actually are in the business. And they found some guy in a parking lot, just went to guts. He went and got two cocks.
Caulk,
whatever. I don't pronounce it that way. I'm East.
I'm just clarifying.
So you got two caulks, and I'm thinking, and they go, "Well, you probably shouldn't." He goes, "Yeah, just you can't stay home forever. I got to do some stuff." And he goes, "I probably shouldn't be here, though. You're right." That was his answer.
Then go home.
They caught him in the parking lot, a news station. But you're right. They're saying people don't go out. If that's and do home improvements because your wife's telling you to do it.
If it's in the back of your mind that you probably shouldn't be there, then you probably shouldn't be
Well, it's funny because the week we were on vacation, I'd already had some paint, and I was finishing something downstairs, and that was still a week ago, so it seems like ages ago, 2 weeks ago. And I got done with that, and I know there was other stuff my wife was going to ask me to do, and nothing's been happening because I've been back to work, but now I got that. I don't have to do anything. Right.
I've got the projects piling up while I'm at work.
Right.
She's got all day to sit around the house.
Right, but now you're not allowed to go. I mean, for your own safety and for everybody else's safety.
No, the problem is you are allowed to go.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Nobody's telling you
not
to go.
We follow a Twitter feed called Omaha Scanner, and they listen to the scanner and tweet out stuff. And basically, there's a bunch of people in the park hanging out, high-fiving. And cops are getting called on these people. And I said F them basically on the Twitter. And
what are they supposed to do? What are the cops supposed to do?
I don't know. I want to find
them up.
I don't know.
Break it up.
Give them a little. Hey, knock it off. Yeah.
Tell them to go home.
It was a skateboard park. There was a bunch of kids there, high fiving, skating all together because they don't care.
What can you say besides?
Well, if you're right,
you dang woodchucks.
Yeah, stop chucking my wood.
Well,
they have to do something. Man. The cops are they're getting called a lot. I'm sure. I mean. We'll take that call if you want to be undercover and tell Puss your story. If you're officer anywhere, even in Wichita or Lincoln or anywhere,
I don't know about here,
anywhere in
the
country.
I know they said New York yesterday. They said $250 to $500 fines.
Right.
If you're not following orders.
Right. But they should give them to them right away. Not like get out. Don't just the ticket should be. Oh, I see you doing that. Give it to them. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. What does a fine mean if you can't go to court?
True.
Well, you got to pay
it. You don't have to go to court for a ticket.
Yeah, you got
to
pay it.
You just
unless you want to fight it
over your head.
Some asset's going to fight it. Yeah.
I'll get my lawyer.
Yeah.
And we'll go to court as soon as they start seeing people in court again.
But please stop putting on Facebook that you're not going to live your life in fear. It's not about you. It's not about you.
Right. Yeah, you're going to live your life without football.
Right. Yeah, you are. Why don't we shut it down now? The Midwest. Shut it down now.
Before it gets...
Yes.
Before it explodes.
Yeah, I keep hearing our governor said our peak in Nebraska, he doesn't know any more than we know.
No.
I mean, he's got some doctors in his ear, hopefully some good ones. I'm sure he does. But our peak is mid-April. I said, you don't know that. And maybe it is mid-April if we shut it down now.
Yeah. It is nice Nebraska will finally hit a peak.
Right. The best you're going to get...
No golf.
Yeah. It's an educated guess.
Yeah.
Any of that can get out
you
of control.
You see too much traffic on the street, don't you?
I'm driving to work this morning, and I always
play. Well, the morning's a little different for us because we're so damn early. But
I always play the game when I go over the interstate bridge.
Oh.
Where are you going?
Right. And what you hauling?
Yeah.
what are
you trafficking?
What are these people doing?
There are still people working in this state.
I understand that.
That are actually still going to their businesses like we are. So I assume that they're all going to places they need to be going to. I'm talking about two, three in the afternoon, I see a bunch of cars driving around.
Yeah, but you can't discount people who are just out driving.
I know. And I know. I'm counting that. I have no problem with you out driving.
And we can't tell people to go buy your food and pick up your food and then yell at them for being out driving.
I know.
So,
but you can
that is happening.
Don't go to the store every day just to get out of the house. I think people are doing that. And I still see people with carts. I guess if you're home and nobody else there to watch your kids, you push eight kids into the grocery store. Snot flying everywhere. Wichita trash meter.
Little Corona tornado.
Oh, yeah, these trash guys. These guys are heroes.
Jorge says, please ask Craig to tell people to be nice to us trash guys. I think you just did.
Yeah.
Be nice to the trash guys, freaks.
Because of the stay-at-home orders here in Kansas, we're getting more and more trash than usual. Yep. Yesterday, nearly all of us either worked 12 or 14-hour shifts, and this is just the beginning. So Jorge gets it.
Danny checked in, too.
Oh, yeah?
Danny he's a trashman in Wichita, too, right?
He didn't want you to talk to him. Yep. Just get back in the house.
Yeah.
Stop talking to me.
Yeah, what'd you say? What'd you say at the end of that? I'm playing Craig's favorite clip.
I just lost it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Get back in the house.
You stupid son of a bitch! You went out. I told you off there. I said, this guy wants me to play one of your clips. You're going, oh, no. I said, no, this is the one that you like.
I do like that.
Yeah. You like that one.
You stupid son of a bitch!
So there's people just...
People are coming out to talk to him.
Right. They're just craving interaction. So they rush out to talk to the trash man. No, they don't want to talk to you.
Yeah. Back off.
The Wichita Trashman.
Yeah, the Wichita Trashman. Yeah, they love the show. Thank you for listening. T95, our home in Wichita. Thank you. Stay safe. Stay in the house. Unless you got to work, you know. I understand people got to work.
Yeah.
But, geez, shut it down. I mean, I hate to be selfish because when I see in New York and in Florida and also in L.A.
No, you're not being selfish. The people who need to go out and
hang they're
out.
The ones that are selfish.
They're
That's
the ones being selfish.
Right. I just want to be, you know. I don't care how long we got to sit in the house. Make it as short as possible by staying in.
Yeah. I want to go out. There's nowhere to go now.
There's no way to go. Right.
Yeah. We were talking about this isn't really a scenery town.
No, no.
What are you going to do?
No.
I'm going to go drive all the streets with numbers today.
I brought this up earlier in the show, Nick. You probably appreciate this since you're home with the kids. My daughter explained to us last night. Once again, she's 17. Pretty smart girl. I don't know. She came from my loins. But she was telling us that we're on her nerves. And we're legitimately not even bugging her at all. And she knows she has to stay home. So she isn't bugging us about going out. She doesn't want to go out. She's got school and on the computer. She's house is big enough where she can do laundry, do stuff, go outside, jog if she wants to, stay in the house. But she said, yeah, you guys started getting my nerves. I'm thinking, we're not really doing anything. She goes, I know you're not. And she said to us, you're really not doing anything. Because I'm thinking, oh, my God, we're parents. I just realized that. Sight of me is getting on her nerves now.
Because
she's out at night. She works. She used to work at a restaurant, which is obviously not working right now. And she hangs out with her friends after school. So I wouldn't see her as often as I do now. But I'm thinking, all I'm doing is walking through the house and doing my thing. Yeah. And I'm on her nerves. And my wife, too.
Yeah. When you were a kid in the summertime, you came home and you had the house to yourself. And now she doesn't have that option.
Well, she never really had a house. She never really had a house to herself. We're always there. But she was always out.
Yeah.
At least she can realize that it's just your presence. That it's not like something's triggering.
Oh,
it's just
that.
You're just here.
And I was shocked. I said, why are you? I said, I'm not really yelling at you. She goes, no, you're not doing anything. Because I know that, but you're just bugging me.
You're fine. It's just who you are. Yeah.
Just you and your sweats.
Just look at you.
And your matted head.
Look at that mug.
There's nothing you can do to change it.
No. Nothing I can do.
It's just that you're here.
I'm just here. Okay, sorry.
Well, that's just a part of growing up. We've all gone through that.
Oh, I mentioned that earlier, too. I remember just seeing people going,
Yeah, we've all gone through that with someone.
Yes. Oh, you're here.
My son will do that. We'll be like, what are you doing upstairs? He's like, nothing. I'm like, oh, yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
If I go upstairs, my wife's like, what are you doing? Like, nothing. I'm like, I go, you don't have a reason? I've got to have a reason to be upstairs. Yeah. Just, I'm not doing anything. Yeah. It sounds beautiful.
It was beautiful here yesterday. That was a saving grace. The sunshine.
It was.
Yeah. Same thing today, I believe. But still, you know, you're bugging me. You're really bugging me. And this is like 9:30 at night, too. She's sitting on the living room floor telling us we're bugging her.
Look at
I said, I'm just going to go to bed now. I'm going to go to bed.
Why were you even still up?
I walked out to say hi. I thought say goodnight. So I was watching Ozark.
That's another thing I'm curious about. Are people going to bed earlier and earlier?
Well, I'm
just because
we have an excuse.
It depends on the day.
Yeah, yeah.
Can we end this day now?
Right.
Yep, we can.
There's enough hours in the day. It's time to go to bed.
I find myself envying my neighbor because he's works in his at home now. And I always see him with a Manhattan in the yard. And I'm thinking, because even working at home, I guarantee he doesn't have 8 o'clock in the morning phone calls. He's just sleeping
no,
in and
not.
Doing his stuff the rest of the day, you know? But I don't want to drink every night, and I really could. I really could.
Then you'll really get on your daughter's nerves.
So you kind of do want to drink every night.
I know, but I didn't drink last night.
But you don't want to drink every night.
Shouldn't. Still got to do this.
Yeah.
And alcohol kills your immune system. If you're hungover every day,
that's true.
You know, they have said that. Yeah,
I've known. I've noticed that in the past. Even just regular sicknesses, you know, regular colds or flus. I mean, which by the way, this is not. So stop that, you idiots. This is not H1N1.
What about the swine flu?
Okay, whatever. So, yeah, you'd be worn down from boozing for 3 or 4 straight days and hardcore, and you get a cold. Happens all the time.
What would you consider hardcore boozing?
Well, your body does shut it doesn't fight off stuff when you're hungover.
Hardcore boozing would be Tyler on vacation.
Yeah. Or getting drunk.
Because I'll have 2 or 3 every night, but I'm not getting rip snorting drunk.
I know, but even that's probably not good for you. I'm
probably
not saying you shouldn't do it because, you know.
Well, there's no stopping me.
At this age.
And especially if those 2 or 3 aren't maybe a little bit more than 2 or 3.
I'm trying to take certain days off, not necessarily which day I feel like it. Because I was going to take Sunday off, but I started drinking beer after doing something around the house, and I kept drinking beer.
Sunday's a long day.
It is a long day.
The definition of moderate, Craig, and I am practicing moderation, is I go through a handle of Tito's vodka every 5 days.
Now, what were you before the pandemic?
Probably about that.
Same.
Probably about the same.
Same.
He's still working. He's still getting out of the house. Yeah. He's not getting out of the house. I mean, just like before this whole deal, he's not getting out of the house to go to the store.
Right, right.
Or anything else.
Right, right.
He likes to stay in place.
Is people's recreational drug use going up?
Yeah.
Is weed? Okay,
asking
in general.
No, it
are
is
people's
actually,
weed use going up?
No, it's staying the same.
Same.
Everything else is dropping. But illegal drug use is about the same.
Well, that's I don't want to put weed up next to hard stuff like crack, like the pillow guy does, or meth. You know,
I think he was a meth head, wasn't he?
He was a crackhead.
Oh, okay,
yeah, and he's now an idiot.
So he really appreciated his sleep.
Yeah.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We are taking a lot of time today to celebrate National Sauce Month because I really like sauce, and this is the last day of the month.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. You should have brought that up on March 1st.
I should have. Yeah. I should have. I'm a sauce fan.
I'll throw some at you during the break.
Thank you.
And our chef buddy, Gino. By the way,
it's all about the sauce.
Saucier.
Yeah. All about the sauce.
Has anybody checked on him? Is he doing okay?
I need to check on him, actually. I've been thinking about him.
He has always said, it's all about the sauce.
I checked on a friend of mine whose wife's due in about 3 weeks. 2 weeks, actually. I said, he's going to be allowed inside the delivery room. He said, as of now, yes.
Yeah, Christy's friend had a baby last week. And I think he was allowed in the delivery room.
Law enforcement sources tell the New York Post that a historic blow has been dealt to the mafia.
Because of this?
Because of this. There's no gambling.
Home? Oh, no gambling. Oh,
right.
Oh yeah.
There's no gambling. Yeah. They've been involved in gambling since day one.
Can you tough imagine? To launder the money.
I'm not going to have a big casino. And there's always been something to gamble on since day one. There is no longer.
I never thought about that. I understand the workers. I feel bad for all workers. Vegas, Omaha. I mean, Council Bluffs, because Omaha is we're better than that.
Now you got to feel bad for the mafia.
Not necessarily, but I'm not feeling bad for big casinos because they raped us for years anyway. But you imagine the money. I wonder what the money Vegas is losing per day.
It's going to be billions.
Oh, ungodly.
It must be ungodly.
Oh, have you seen some of the aerial shots of the strip?
Yeah, nothing's there.
Middle of the day.
Everything's
I saw a YouTube video of some
closed.
Guy driving down the, I went to Fremont Street, empty, down the strip. There was one a casino where a bunch of jackasses were hanging out outside.
Yeah.
But it was mostly deserted.
You see Chris Angel just floating all lonely in the middle of the street?
Yeah, that's right, because you can actually fly. Yeah, I saw that.
By the way, it's a few paragraphs long, but did you get the email from the guy who gave us some money laundering tips?
No, I did not, because people need money to launder it.
Yeah.
Plus, mine is made legitimately.
I didn't want to read that.
Boring.
Just so I had a good alibi. No, I didn't read it. I don't know how.
Yeah
well, he kind of said his plan was kind of simple and would probably get red flagged somewhere. If you executed his plan,
well,
you'd
I just
probably
saw,
get busted.
Well, because the third episode of Ozark with the casinos, I just how they're doing that.
Yeah.
Just take $10,000, lose $9,000, keep $1,000 for yourself. You know?
See, even that.
Yeah.
I'm gone. I'm like, wait, where's the $1,000 go?
Yeah. I'll get down here. Here's the part where he says, use the dirty cash. You buy prepaid Visa gift cards. That is called placement. Use those to buy store gift cards and use those to buy more prepaid gift cards. That is called layering. You then take out a loan like a home equity loan. Use the gift cards to pay the payments on the loan. That's placement. So it's all kind of complicated.
Yeah.
Is this guy involved in it? Or is he like a...
So now the drug dealer has money from the loan, and it isn't obvious it came from the drugs. Note, don't actually do this. I'm sure these simple money laundering steps in my examples would stick out like a sore thumb.
Probably. Plus, why money launder stuff that's made legitimately? It'd be stupid.
Yeah, I don't have any dirty money.
Yeah, I don't have any dirty money.
This is for dirty money. Yeah. This is drug money.
Are you taking change back? I went through a smoothie place the other day, and it was $5.40. I handed her a 10. I said, keep it. No, mainly I wanted to help her out. She's a good-looking college girl.
but you wrote your number on the back of the 10?
No.
But you call me later.
No. That wasn't going to work.
Thanks. I'll help you out.
Thanks, sir. When they say thanks, sir, it's very nice.
I rarely use cash anymore.
Well, I do. But you're handing your card then to them, and that's worse.
Yeah,
now,
but a lot of places have
just going back in your pocket.
No, not drive-thrus. Not drive-thrus. They don't.
Yeah. Your money's just as dirty as your car.
Oh, easily. Mm-hmm. Of course it is. No more licking bills like we used to.
We have a mutual friend on Facebook who apparently gets really aggravated when people don't top off their tank.
I saw that.
Yeah.
That's so old school.
Well, it's OCD.
Yeah, it is.
What it is.
It is, right.
Because it just bugs the hell out of him to see somebody before him did $39.86.
Yeah.
Well, he wants it to be an even number?
Yeah, that was an old school.
Yeah, or rounded up to the next dollar, I guess.
Yeah, but don't they say you're not supposed to do that?
I've always heard you're not supposed to do that. It clicks off because your tank is full.
Yeah,
You're supposed to spray it in the air.
Back in the day when I didn't fill my car up because I had no money, $5, $10, I always went right to that because that's all I had on me. But if you're filling it up, you're filling it up.
Yeah, I put it in there, it doesn't matter because I'm not using cash. I stick a card in. I stick the pump in, it clicks off, it's full.
Stick it in. Talk about drugs, Craig, what?
But apparently it just bugs him. Oh, the mafia. He's talking about the mafia.
You mentioned gambling.
He's taking it.
Other mob mainstays. I mean, we are, hookers. This is Requiem for the Mob almost.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Other mob mainstays have been the hit. The extortion of restaurants has fallen
because
they're closed, except for the takeout and delivery. Construction rackets. Most of that has been shut down.
Especially
all non-essential construction has been shut down. And the things involved with construction, trucking and the ports.
Yep.
The mob's all there as well. Yep. And those things are being hurt.
We've seen the movies.
But the truckers are still going.
Maybe not some of the ports in New
York. Even then,
though.
Not as much. Yeah. There's not as much for them to tote around.
Not as much. Especially in New York.
So now they're thinking that the mob... that has been, in some cases, reluctant to move into narcotics. Now they're just going to move into narcotics.
You should move into like hospital masks and gowns,
ventilators.
Recently captured surveillance may confirm this. Now the focus of conversation, they say, on the surveillance has shifted from gambling to narcotics.
That's right.
Yeah, they got to get creative.
Paul Sorvino told the Aureliata, no coke.
In these times.
No coke.
We're also celebrating National Umbrella Month.
Hey.
That should be like April.
Yeah.
It's going to start raining more in April like it always does.
April showers?
Yeah.
Well, maybe this month is a good reminder that you're going to need one.
Yeah.
I never use an umbrella.
Yeah.
I don't usually walk around outside in the rain all that much, but still. I have one in my golf bag. That's about it.
Scientists say, morons, that they have discovered an alien world where it regularly rains molten iron.
Well, that's got to hurt.
Ow.
Oh, it's still soft when it flies down, right?
Still molten.
Sounds pretty metal, though.
Yeah. It does.
It does. It sounds like that planet rocks.
Right. Yeah.
50% chance of molten iron today.
Yeah, planet rocks.
That's my least favorite form of precipitation.
Temperatures.
You're going to need an iron umbrella.
Temperatures on the planet can exceed 4,350 degrees Fahrenheit. That's hot enough to vaporize solid iron on the planet. When the vapor cools on the dark side of the planet, scientists think it condenses and falls as rain.
And it's molten. I wonder what people live there. How do they do that? They just walk around? Maybe they're in it.
In that star 640 light years away?
Yeah, maybe it just falls off then.
They're made of flames.
Yep.
The phenomenon.
If it were raining molten iron, people might stay inside.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
This was discovered through the use of the Very Large Telescope in Chile.
Chile.
Whatever.
That is cool, man.
As long as
it's run by Jesus, I'm happy for
that. Yeah, as long as Jesus is in control.
As long as Jesus runs all the planets, because apparently he does.
Jesus runs planet hellfire.
If you believe that.
That's fire and Jesus brimstone runs everything right there. So there you go.
Literally.
Yeah, nice.
Brimstone.
Not wrong one. Okay.
That one. Those buttons don't need to work, do they?
No.
There we go.
All right.
I willed that.
Thank you.
I turned it out of my mind.
Very good.
That's impressive.
All right.
It is. Power of my positive thinking.
30% chance of molten iron later on today. Yeah. No, actually, we're a pretty sunny day here.
I hope so. Yeah. Use a little molten iron right about now.
Let's just end it now. Yeah, why not?
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.